Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports on new Israeli calls for civilian evacuations in southern Lebanon.
The Israeli military has warned people to evacuate the city of Nabatieh and other communities in southern Lebanon that are north of a UN-declared buffer zone. The move is a sign that Israel may widen a ground operation launched earlier this week inside Lebanon against Hezbollah. The warning came after Israel struck an apartment building in central Beirut, killing several civilian health and rescue workers just moments from the UN headquarters. Lebanese Health Minister Firas Abiad called the strike a war crime. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, at a news conference, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. is trying to make leaving Lebanon affordable.
The most that any American will pay for a seat on those flights is $283. And if they can't afford $283, if they don't have $283, we will provide them a loan from the U.S. government for the cost of that ticket on board one of the flights that we have organized. So we would urge any American citizen who wants to leave to take the advice that we are offering to register with our website, and we will reach out to them about flights that are available and work with them to try to get them on a flight they can afford.
United Nations peacekeeping chief says UN peacekeepers are staying in their positions on Lebanon's southern border, despite Israel's request to vacate some areas before it launched its ground operation. Jean-Pierre Lacroix told reporters on Thursday that the commander and liaison officers from the UN force are also in constant contact with their counterparts in the Israeli and Lebanese militaries. He called that key to protecting the UN's more than 10,000 peacekeepers. He says the UN force is the only channel of communications between the parties. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden traveled to the election battleground states of Florida and Georgia Thursday to survey damage from Hurricane Helene. It is the second day Biden has reassured storm victims that the federal government will support recovery efforts. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara has more.
Hurricane Helene has ravaged the southeastern United States, killing roughly 200 people in six states, making it the deadliest storm in the country since Hurricane Katrina in 2005. In Florida, many people were already living in makeshift homes after last year's Hurricane Idalia destroyed their town. Brooke Hears is a Florida resident.
You feel beat down, like you can't come back from it. You feel like this could be the end of things as you knew it, you know, of your town, of your community.
These are some of the people President Joe Biden sought to reassure as he traveled to the hurricane-ravaged battleground states Florida and Georgia Thursday. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News.
Kosovo's prime minister says that the Balkan region has enjoyed the greatest degree of peace, freedom, and democracy in its history in the past 25 years. However, Albin Kurti said in an interview Thursday that he believes the situation is fragile and could be reversed if Russia prevails in Ukraine and encourages Serbian expansion. And regarding the war in Ukraine, at least 12 people were injured after a Russian glide bomb smashed into a Ukrainian apartment building. AP correspondent Hanna Ararova reports Russia's glide bomb arsenal presents a major quandary for Ukrainian military officials. New NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte visited Ukraine Thursday in his first official trip since taking office and pledged continued support for Kyiv. A Congolese governor says at least 78 people have died when an overcrowded boat with 278 passengers capsized on Lake Kivu in eastern Congo. Jean-Jacques Perusi, governor of the South Kivu province, spoke to the Associated Press over the phone hours after the tragedy. He says the death toll was provisional and that the number of fatalities could rise. South Africa's Constitutional Court says it will hear a case next month brought by two opposition parties to revive impeachment proceedings against President Cyril Ramaphosa. The court made the announcement Thursday that the two opposition parties want Ramaphosa impeached over a scandal involving more than $500,000 in cash that was hidden in a couch at his ranch and stolen in 2020. Ramaphosa avoided an impeachment vote in 2022. When his African National Congress party used its majority in parliament to block a motion after an independent report raised questions over the money and recommended there be a full investigation. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. Tom McNeil.